This podcast is brought to you by Gainbridge. Gainbridge offers annuities designed for the digital age, simplified products with guaranteed returns that you can buy online. Learn more at gainbridge.life/WSJ. Not available in all states.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. On Wall Street, April traditionally means a surge in stock prices. What's going to be different about this April? We'll check in with the Journal Markets team in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, the top Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee, has proposed a bill that would tax long-term investments like other types of income and require the wealthiest Americans to pay taxes on unrealized gains. Now, unlike other similar plans that have been proposed, Wyden's plan would go after investment income rather than total accumulated wealth, or estates that are passed on from wealthy individuals to their heirs. But while the idea of taxing the rich is sure to get attention on the campaign trail, Wyden's plan stands little chance of becoming law in the near term, with Republicans currently in control of the Senate and the White House. Just a few days ago, we told you that Bitcoin was hovering around its lowest level in 10 years. Well, that was then. And in these volatile times, things can change in short order. On Monday, the cryptocurrency crossed the $4,100 mark, and then at one point on Tuesday, Bitcoin shot up more than 20%, past the $5,000 mark, before closing up about 15% at roughly $4,700, still its biggest one-day gain in a year. And the travel website TripAdvisor asked its customers to rate their favorite airlines by running the numbers on reviews and ratings submitted by passengers over the past 12 months. TripAdvisor puts Singapore Airlines at the top of the list for the second straight year. Qatar Airways, Taiwan-based EVA Air, Emirates, and Japan Airlines round out the top five. You had to go down to number six to find a U.S. airline. In fact, Southwest Airlines was the only U.S. carrier to crack the top 10. It was also voted the best low-cost airline. Alaska Airlines was voted the best mid-size airline, and the top vote for first-class service worldwide, by the way, went to Emirates.
This episode is supported by Gainbridge. High-rate, low-fuss annuities. Annuities get a bad rap. Some think they're too conservative, too complex, or only for retirees. But when you strip away the bells and whistles, annuities can be a smart choice for steady growth. Gainbridge aims to change the game by offering simplified annuities in a sleek, digital experience, replacing fine print and phone tag with clear conditions and a direct, low-fee model. Buy online at gainbridge.life/WSJ. Not available in all states.
Sure, April brings showers that bring May flowers, but April can also line your pockets with stock gains. April typically delivers strong market returns, and this year looks to be no different. Journal Markets reporter Jessica Menton is here with some details. So Jessica, since 2006, the Dow Jones Industrials have averaged a 2.3% gain in April each year, as you point out in your story, and the planets are sort of lining up for a strong April this year. By that, I mean the Federal Reserve and trade with China, just to name a few.
And looking at the S&P 500, it's off to its best start to a year since 1987 through Monday. So we've had quite the run-up. So it seems as if things are setting up to where it could be potentially a strong April, with investors really looking ahead to first quarter earnings season.
Now, there are no guarantees here, but a lot of the force behind the traditional April gains has to do with investors leading up to April buying up stocks in cyclical sectors. Can you explain that?
Yes. So there tends to be, looking over historical data, certain trends that happen. And November through April, over the course of history, technical analysts have noticed that investors tend to hold more cyclical-focused stocks. So that just means sectors that are more tied to the health of the economy. So looking at energy, industrials, financials. And I had some data pulled just to look at that. And those also is what really has helped April's gains. And going back through 1990, looking at energy, financials, industrials, those are the ones, as well as materials, they've all had an average gain of around 2% at least. And so those have really what's propelled April. And it's in that sort of last month in that 6 month cycle. And so a lot of different technical analysts point to that as far as whether or not you believe the whole sell in May and go away, mm-hmm. where they typically have more defensive type positions. But also it has to do with the fact that tax season is during that time as well. So sometimes that puts money back into people's pockets and they'll put it back into the market. Or if you have to have your IRA taken care of by the April 15th deadline, mm-hmm. that those are sort of factors that are going on in the spring time period that really sets up April to be strong.
A little extra cash to work with, and also bonuses people get in the months leading up to April as well.
Yes, absolutely. And there's also, if you look at when quarters are ending, say in March, or if you're looking in June, September, typically there might be some window dressing by portfolio managers in the sense of they want to get the dogs of their portfolios out. So if that tends to happen, say in March, that does set up buying opportunities in April.
So they might do some rebalancing.
Yes.
You know, you mentioned the earnings a little while ago. This year, the market trajectory will attract a closer look, it seems, because of the effects of lower corporate earnings and how that might impact the markets.
That is one of the main catalysts that investors are looking ahead to. A few different portfolio managers that I've spoken with have said because the expectation, the fact that we're not going to have the tax cuts type fiscal stimulus from last year, investors are wondering, well, because we have this cut to what we think for as far as profit growth from a year earlier, that would be the first time since 2016. But they're wondering, well, if things come in better than expected and things aren't quite as bad, then that could be a good sign. But at the flip side of that, if things come in worse than expected, then we probably will likely see some gyrations in the market.
All right, and we're early in the earnings season, so lots more earnings to come, and we'll see how it impacts the markets. Good reason to keep up with the Journal's markets team. And that's Journal Markets reporter Jessica Menton here in our studio. Jessica, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.